What does it feel like to be tangled up in knots? Do you know that your internal knots feel like a weight holding you down and are stopping you from moving forward? The solution is now. Welcome to Untangled and Free with Joan to get the tangled knots out of your life and fast forward to the freedom you deserve. The bottom line is this. We all have knots and tangles. The question is, what are they and why are they here? Knots in your finances, your relationships, your beliefs. Which one do you want to pick up today and untangle? During this hit show, Joan guides you on a pathway to experience the freedom to live an untangled life of peace, love, joy, abundance, and more. Maybe you don't even know where to start. Let's start together now on Untangled and Free with Joan.
Everyone, welcome to Untangled and Free. I'm Dr. Pat. I get to sit here and share this platform with the most amazing Joan Gilbert. First of all, I want you to just write this down because we're going to be talking about something super important. Of course, you know the show is Untangled and Free. But if you really want to know more about Joan, go to the website Mindfulness with Joan. That's Mindfulness with Joan. Because what you're about to hear today is, like, for so many of us, one of the most important conversations. But Joan is in a world of service. So what you're going to hear from her today takes in, you know, not just her expertise, but an entire platform and career of what it means to be a holistic well-being guide, to be a life coach, you know, to have her coaching practice include, you know, some of the traditional one-on-one coaches, but also when you add, let's just call it, some of the holistic well-being tools, now you have up-leveled an entire experience. So today, the conversation and what she's bringing to the forefront for us is untangled love. Yes, untangle love. How to weave a beautiful tapestry of love. Are you feeling the love, Joan?
I'm feeling the love. How about you?
Colton, you feeling the love?
I'm feeling it.
But it's just such an important conversation because let's talk about love coming out of the gate. And, you know, you have various ways you talk about it. And we have to talk about love before we can ask the question about untangled love or not. So Give us your perspective on love. Where are we with that?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I think we all define love in different ways. For me, the way I kind of look at love, I feel like it's an action. It's kind of the fuel that fuels and energizes us. It's also an emotion, right, that rises up. And it's an appreciation for things that overflow. But most importantly, I feel like it's the essential nutrient that our body craves, and that connection. And, you know, Victor Hugo has this great quote that I love that says, "Life is the flower for which love is the honey." And so that's the way I view love. And, you know, it goes in both directions, love is. But for me, if you take away one thing, like, love is connection. And that is the way I view love.
Yeah.
I don't know. What about you? How do you see love?
You know, I had an interesting experience with my best friend who, you know, Linda, and, there are so many layers to it, but there are these moments. Can I call them moments? I don't know what else to call them.
Yeah.
There are these moments when you're looking at somebody and you realize how you want them to be in your life forever. And this could be a romantic love. This could be a friendship love. This could be, you know, love with your parents or siblings. But there's these moments where what you feel in your heart is breathtaking.
Right. And when you said that, like, that literally when you were describing that scenario, I felt that kind of uprising, that heartfelt, right?
Yeah.
That that feeling. So I get it. I mean, isn't it? And it's so beautiful. It's that connection, that deep rooted connection and love. And you're right. It can be with anybody. It can be with, you know, it can even occur in nature, right? Like when you're seeing the beauty of something out there, like the ocean or the water. But yeah, so today I really want to talk about love when it's dealing with in a relationship where it is that connection versus, you know, that connection with, you know, either the, you know, there's divine, you can have the connection with the divine, there's, you can have connection with nature. But today, you know, when we're talking about love and untangled love and tangled love, you know, I really want to talk about what it's like where there's a connection between a person.
Yeah. And the reason I use that example is because if you are in a relationship with somebody, Joan, you better be feeling that love I just described. Okay. At least.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. And if you're not, you need to be calling Joan.
Yeah, exactly. Well, because like, think about it. And that's why when you describe that scenario, so let's talk about what that feels like to you, right? With that scenario that you were just talking about. Mm-hmm. It didn't feel like a, do you remember those friendship bracelets?
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, I almost put it on today. But yes. Yes. Now look,
it feels like a beautiful woven tapestry or so, even though there's that connection and there's that weaving, it's, it brings beauty to it. It doesn't feel, it just makes it shine. So, yeah.
And Joan, let's talk about this for a minute because, you know, we are talking about untangled love today. And we are talking about it in a way where we're, neither one of us is naive. Mm-mm. And you know, we know what that feels like. And that doesn't mean that that tapestry may not have a couple of tangled knots in it.
Correct.
Right. But many people have talked about real love. Mm. As a matter of fact, there are some people that say we're using the word love too frequently. Now, I'm not one of those people, but people say that we walk around saying, love you, love you. And there's some people that take offense to that. I'm not on that side. I am, anytime you can say the word love, I'm all in. I don't care. I love your plant. It doesn't matter because there's an energy of it.
Correct.
Okay. But let's talk about this. You know, when you talk about love, when Joan talks about love, you know, what do you believe love is? Right?
Right. I talked about a little bit earlier, connection. I feel like it's that it's an action that fuels us, you know, that you need that connection with other people.
That's right.
And so, yes, I kind of boil it down to love is a connection.
Yeah. And yes, you can have connection to plants. You can have, but now we're talking about like, I am connected with my romantic love person.
Right.
See, that's the end game. Yes. And if you're listening to this and you're not connected, Joan's going to help you. But isn't that the ideal state? And, you know, right, we go through phases of this too. You know, people call that first connection phase. Some people call it the novelty. But the point is this, we feel something. We feel that deep connection for whatever reason, however that is. It's so important.
It is really important. And yeah, and so what I want like would be a good idea to do is to, when you think of that relationship, whether it be romantic or even with like a close friend or that, you know, sit with that connection and does it feel like it's super tangled up inside? Like, what does it feel like? Is it something that, does it feel like there's a messy knot in there? Mm-hmm. Like if you can visualize it as like a tapestry, is it distorting the tapestry or is it just kind of like, oh, okay. Because you know what? We all have knots and tangles in our relationship.
Yeah.
But you know what? That means that we're still connected. And that's why I look at being tangled as it's like a state of being. it's like you're sitting there and there's not those, there's not, there's not, but that's, there's no flow, yeah. Right? Because if you think about it, what happens when there's a knot or that feeling of a knot in a relationship, there's not that giving and receiving. Because isn't love, you know, when we talk about connection, isn't that also giving and receiving? And so what if that connection has that little knot or tangle in it?
Yeah. I want to ask you this, because there are parts of this where, there's tangled and there's tangled. You've talked about this on the last show. Mm-hmm. You know, there's the version of tangled and the necklace that you find in your drawer, and it's got this one little knot in it, right? Mm-hmm. And you pull it out, and you probably could get the knot out, you know, but there's a sign that there's a knot in it. And chances are that if you treat that necklace in the same way, like you're just going to keep throwing it in there,
right?
That knot's going to come back, but it may come back with friends. And isn't that true of relationships? If you discover, you know, you've got this knot that's showing up, and we're going to talk about examples of what that is, but now you've got it showing up. Are you going to do something about it, or are we just going to throw it back in a drawer?
Right. And absolutely, because, and that's where you kind of have to say to yourself, do I have the time? Do I have the patience? Is this something, and what is it, what is this knot holding me back from either receiving or giving, or what is that I call it, you know, like a, that shield, what is it shielding me from?
Yeah. You know, we're going to take a short break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about these. Let's just think about this. You know, we're thinking about spring coming. Mm-hmm. And I had a friend that said to me every fall, she said, I just am just already just gearing up for absolute football chaos. So that's a knot for her, because that knot turns into not one football weekend, but like the next one, then the next one. And now her giant knot is that now football is, that she just shared with this with me the other day. I didn't know this. She said, now there's not just football, like regular football. There's a whole new league of football. Like now it should be basketball, but it's football. So this one little knot, mm-hmm, that she used to think was great, because football day, she would get with her girlfriends and she would go out and that would be the end of that. But now it's two knots. Now it's three knots. When we come back, we're going to talk about what happens when the knots get in the way. Do you know how to untangle them? Do you know when it is time to literally stop everything you're doing, because that tangled up knot will literally get the best of you? We're going to take a short break, Colton. We'll be right back.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. You are listening to, this is a big conversation. By the way, if you've got questions for Joan, 1-800-930-2819. You know, where are you? Today's topic is untangle for love. Like, we have a beautiful tapestry of love. Okay. Or not. Get it? Or not. But here's what we're talking about. I gave you an example of my friend who pretty okay with football season in general, right? Mm-hmm. People will watch it, but not the never-ending football season. Like, what was her comment? Who watches football in March? I just looked at her. But this is one of these tangled pieces that seems, mm-hmm, benign. What do you make of that? I mean, that's a real-life example, but it doesn't have to be that. There are many ways we can get tangled.
Yeah. You know, when I was talking about that, I was trying to figure out, like, you know, you can have your love for football, but is it taking away love and connection with something else because she's tangled up in football? Maybe possibly that's what it is. You know, when we just, I want to make sure you know that we always have a choice whether you want to stay tangled up in something or not to, right? And the reason why I like to talk about being tangled up versus, because if you think about it, if you untangle, aren't you still connected? And right, so even you still have that connection. And so I like that because you can still untangle from watching football, right? And that time and that energy and that connection, but you still have that connection as well. I don't know if that makes sense. I can give you it. I came up last night. I woke up in the middle of the night and this popped into my mind, of course. But when it comes to being tangled up with a person,
yeah,
in love, yeah, right? So one example that came to me was like being a parent with a child or being tangled up in a family, right? Dynamic. And so have you ever thought about a bunch of balloons? And picture somebody holding a balloon. And so there's four people in my family, me, my husband, and my two children. And so what happens if you're holding this bunch of balloons and they're all tangled up around each other? Think about what happens to the mm-hmm. balloon. Is it free to fly?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it knotted and holded down? So that's kind of like the feeling of being untangled. And so can you untangle them? Isn't that what you want to do so they can fly and raise up and raise? And even yourself, if you untangle from other people, if you think about it and you're that balloon, don't you fly higher too?
Yeah. I mean, such a great analogy to think about because, I mean, if you take that even one step further, you mm-hmm. really want to get tangled up. Just let one of them get popped or deflated. Mm-hmm. And now what happens with that is the weight of that, if you've ever seen this in real life, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you've ever seen this in real life, what happens to that one balloon mm-hmm. is it's out of alignment with the rest. Mm-hmm. And because it's out of alignment with the rest, it has its own free form. And so the possibilities are, it becomes too heavier than it should be for the rest of the pack. It could, if the wind blows, literally tie the rest of the pack up. And so it's a great analogy because that's like people.
Mm-hmm.
It's like people. And the more tangled up we get, the more the energy of who we are individually or who we are as a collective becomes really, really convoluted at different right. points in time. Yeah.
Exactly. And if you think about like an analogy, just a simple analogy with, I'm thinking about like with your child, like your adult children, right? So think of the example where you have like expectations or you feel like your child should be doing something. Like you go to drop them off at college and your expectation is that it's going to show up like this and it doesn't. Yeah. Right? Isn't that, aren't you like getting tangled up in expectations of what they should be feeling and they should be doing? And isn't that tangling that balloon, not only with yourself, but with them and holding them back from flying?
Yeah. I mean, one of the things that I think you talked about is this quote from Buddha, real love is when nothing is expected in return.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if we take that as this beautiful energy, mm-hmm. then there's nothing really to get tangled up in. But the minute that we come in and we take ourselves and an external environment, society, whatever you want to call it, mm-hmm. children going to school, that's an external event, right?
Right.
And then we put a weight on that balloon. Now, you know, we balloons can be weighted down.
Oh, yeah. And they're all connected at the bottom.
They're all connected at the bottom. And, you know, expectation then from what you just said. And we're just talking about one expectation. The reality is there are thousands of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thousands of possible knots.
There are, like, you know, does your ego's there? Do you have to be right in that relationship? Is that a knot? Right? You know, or are you willing to compromise? And so I like looking at it from a tangled perspective, mm-hmm. because you can still untangle those balloons and you can still stay connected. Right? So that connection's still there, but you just fly higher. So it's a great way when you're kind of afraid of, like, if you're in a relationship and it's feeling very tangled up, right? That felt sense. And well, that's what I'm talking about. That felt sense that something's knotted and not right. Then it's possible to untangle that and still feel that connection. And so for me, somebody who has a really hard time with saying, like, okay, let's, like, I feel connected to so many people that it's hard for me as the way that I feel to kind of put up that, like, okay, no, we're no longer, like, this relationship is not working. Let's cut it off completely. Mm-hmm. So from my perspective, if I can view it as, and it's helpful with my clients as well, is if you can view it where, you know, you can still have that connection. Think of a breakup, right? If you've had, like, a romantic relationship breakup, there's probably still that connection, but you can untangle yourself from that as well. And you can fly higher and let go of some of the tangles and the knots and still have it be okay to have that connection because it doesn't feel tangled up anymore.
Yeah. I mean, what you're talking about basically is a discovery that the energy and the flow that you had with either another person, and let's just keep mm-hmm. between two people, that has been clogged up. Mm-hmm. And if we're talking about untangled, there's a whole lot of entanglement that happens in that. You know, what might that be? I mean, it could be something as very, very simple, right? It could be something as simple as, and I'm simple, I'm not saying this is easy, and I'm not saying this is gut-wrenching.
Right.
But it could be something as constantly compromising. Constantly compromise, mm-hmm. right? And there's a point by which you're in a relationship and there's an exchange between two people. So you do have to really create a balancing act sometimes with that, mm-hmm. right? I know for me, my balancing act was, it's going to seem silly, but this is true. I grew up on horror movies, monster movies, all the Avenger characters. I read comic books when I was very young. I drew them. And so my wheelhouse is I love understanding the dynamic nature of superhuman things, right? I just love that in general. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what it is. Now, if you're in a relationship, which I was at one point, mm-hmm. with somebody that would rather watch The Sound of Music.
Okay.
How do each of you get your needs met, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's as if you even knew that you had that potential tangle moment before you buy Nightmare on Elm Street or turn it on the TV, only to have your partner in a complete panic attack, right?
Right.
But then there's the question of how do you take this tangled situation and untangle it? And I think each person has to be willing to meet the other at some place, right?
Absolutely.
Now, I'm taking something silly.
It's silly, but it gets to the root.
It does.
Right? You felt like there was a disconnect. Because love is a connection, right? You felt like there was a disconnect or you felt like that balance wasn't there.
Now, clearly for me, the stretch for me was Sound of Music. that was going to be like, you know, but this is just one thing. There's so many places that if we don't work it out, there are so many places where you know, there are just things that we have to look at if we're in a romantic relationship. And I think to your point today is we have to take a look at the long, hard truths about this, where the issues are, what the personal growth areas are. But more importantly, these untangled moments that you talk about, they're enormous growth opportunity.
Oh, yes.
Enormous.
It helps you evolve. Think of the balloon analogy. It helps you evolve to your highest possible, best possible self, right? It personal growth, behavioral shift, and it all. But, you know, and one thing that I know we're going to get to, but, you know, what's the root of all that?
Well, right. But, you know, look, I had to be willing to mm-hmm. surrender to that moment and say, wait a minute, this is not worth a power struggle here. Right. And there's got to be a way that you walk away with a win-win now.
So power struggle. Think of that, though. If there's a knot and you just use that word power struggle, if you're pulling on a knot, what happens to that knot?
Tighter and tighter and tighter mm-hmm. and tighter.
And heavier and heavier.
And heavier. But, you know, we're going to talk about the root of that. Now, look, I will tell you that the remedy was, for me, is clearly you have to get to know to somebody. And should this have been something that you kind of looked at and saw before? Sometimes we get in relationships and we're willing to put things like the movies aside.
Yeah.
But there are bigger situations. Mm-hmm. And I have to tell you, we're going to talk about this when we come back. But there are bigger situations and you have to get at the root. We live in a world right now that I can tell you what my, what is it that's not negotiable for me? Because mm-hmm. I know this about myself.
Mm-hmm.
But there's just one thing in our contemporary society right now that I find that if I don't address it early, it turns into a giant resentment. We're going to talk about what that is a little bit, but then what's the root cause of that for me? Why is that even a thing? Right, Joan?
Right, absolutely.
Why is that a thing? We're going to take a short break. Before we go to break, tell people how they can find out more about you.
Sure. You can go to my website, mindfulnesswithjoan.com. There's a great, you can fill out, book a 15-minute consult directly right on from my website. Or you can, there's a form where you can email me, or you can even call or text me at 602-603-5888. So I'm here.
All right. When we come back, what's at the root? We're going to talk about the root, and we're going to talk about the superpower. Is it more than just an Avenger movie? And do you have it within you? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with Joan.
Champion your life with me, Leanne Champion. First and third Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit ChampionYourLife.com and let's do this together.
To unleash the power of your infinite soul? Join Sherry Collins as she helps you remember who you once were by releasing your past traumas and stepping forward into your true self, living a life that you love. The show shares messages of hope, faith, and understanding. You can be the creative change that you want in your life. Soul Matrix Show airs every Monday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
In our world today, we are often weighed down by pain, sorrow, insecurity, and complicated feelings of self. What if you could turn that pain into power? Join me, Christine Vibrant, on Waking Hope, a powerful show about nurturing healing and opportunity to find your purpose and better me empowered lives. Streaming live on the second and fourth Thursdays of every month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Look, we're talking about untangle love with Joan. Okay, I'm going to just get you real quick. Mm-hmm. So there is one thing that I have a bit of a little thing about.
Okay.
And I'm trying to understand it better. Mm-hmm. But I don't understand why you have to text and take phone calls during dinner. Now, clearly, since the foot is on the other shoe, or what is that expression? I don't even know what that expression
is. Yeah, something like that. It's fine.
Clearly, for me, I now work in an environment where I'm responsible for a lot of things. So when the power went out the other day, I don't know if here, the power is going out everywhere, but when it went out here in the Pacific Northwest, I found myself doing the thing that I really don't like that people do. So this is one of these things that we have to figure out how to either untangle. Where is the root cause? Where does that come from for me? You know, what is it about me at dinner time, right? I don't care if it's a burger, that put your phone down. I watch people eat like they got the phone in the hand and like they're like texting with like one finger and they got a fork in. But let's get to it. There's got to be a root there for me. And I think there's a root for everybody that this shows up with. Not this particular thing, but love, tangled love.
Yeah. I mean, if you think about it, knowing yourself, isn't that your superpower? You know that about yourself, right?
I do.
Self-love is your superpower. Think about that.
Yeah. And am I willing to negotiate? You bet.
Right.
So let's say you're in a relationship with a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
This is real. You're in a relationship with a medical doctor.
Mm-hmm.
You better get used to cell phones, beepers, bumpers, boopers, you know. But these are a little bit of extreme. Let's talk about some of the things that we can shift some of these entanglements in, these knots. What are some of the things that love being your self-love being your superpower can heal?
Yeah. I mean, if you think about it, do you love yourself enough to get to know yourself? Right? Do you know?
I hope you're not asking me that, because that's a little bit of a hot seat.
Yeah.
I will say there was a tipping point and a turning point in my life where that's true, and it's been true ever since. But I'm a work in progress.
And we all are. Right? I mean, have you, you know, so relationships and love with things, it's kind of like looking in a mirror, right? Because don't you give out what you crave, right? For
what?
You, you craved, if you boil it down, you basically craved, not necessarily quality time, but you wanted that devotion without cell phones. You don't want that without interruptions. You wanted that one-on-one connection.
Right.
And that's what you craved.
And if you're in a relationship where two of y'all are busy, mm-hmm. and that is the only time you get, that's like, what do you call that? That's like when you put the glue on the knot.
Yeah. That's one you might end up disconnecting. And not untangling and staying connected. But, you know, Rumi has this great quote, and it says, if I love myself, I love you. Mm-hmm. And if I love you, I love myself. And, you know, where I work, the office and where I work, we had a Buddhist monk that comes in here often. His name's Bhante. And he's one of those people that exudes love. Right. Yeah. You just know those people. And when a lot of times what he'll say, he's told us this. He said, people want to come up and they say, I love you all the time to him. And he goes, me too. That's his response. Me too. And I think that's his way of saying, like, yes, you love me because I love me. And that's where your superpower starts.
Yeah.
It all starts with being untangled with and loving yourself.
Yeah. I mean, what you're talking about has so many layers. Let's talk about mm-hmm. a little bit of, mm-hmm. you know, I think you're right. You have to know yourself first. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a journey in itself. Mm-hmm. That's a journey. And you talk about a Buddhist monk, and, you know, you and I both know Buddhist monks, and, you know, sometimes I love being around my friend, and sometimes I'm just like, dude, you're like too calm. Right? I'm just like, okay, I see such a contrasting reflection that I have to be around him, because when I'm around him, I can see myself better, right? Mm-hmm. Isn't this what relationships also help us do, Joan? Isn't this, without being in relationship with someone, you and I are not talking about this because we got our own planet. Okay, right. The only relationship we have on our own planet is whatever is up there. But when you are with another person, mm-hmm. that's where we get to see things. That's where we get to see the language of love. That's where we get to look in the mirror, isn't it?
It is. And so, and that's where it comes down to, there's a great, I don't know if you've heard of it, but The Five Love Languages by Gary Chapman. Yeah. And it's kind of like looking in the mirror, right? What we were talking about is love with another person is a lot of time, what you do is you show them love in the way that you want to feel loved. And so, and sometimes that causes a tangle and a knot, because the way that person wants to receive love is different than the way you want to give it. And so that becomes a knot or a tangle. And so what it really starts with is you and understanding that you want to be love. You want to be the energy of love, embody love. And because really, you yourself, as much as anybody in the entire universe, deserves your love mm-hmm. and affection. And that's what Buddha says. So if he says it, it must be true.
And, you know, but part of this, too, is I want to talk to you about this and ask you a question. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, part of this, too, is understanding that just because a tangled energy mm-hmm. is coming your way or is in front of you, you don't have to become tangled. And so that's part mm-hmm. of this too, because so often what happens is, you know, something will happen. Now, clearly, with the cell phone, I could have reacted in a number of different ways, mm-hmm. right? There's always the reaction that lets my ego, some past life event, God knows what age that was, you know, that shows up, and I can have a rageful reaction to it, or I could do something different. Aren't we also talking about not just how we feel, but then what we do with it?
Right. And how you process that, and like taking that moment to pause yeah. and get yourself into the present moment and figure out like what you need in that moment. Mm-hmm. Right? What did you need in that moment? You needed attention, and that's okay. Like what, you know, and starting to understand what you need for yourself. And, you know, so it's really being your own mirror.
So what are some of the tools that can help us with this? Because mm-hmm. I know you have them. And there are tools that I've learned. You know, I've learned the tools of certain things that I know for me have me really challenged, you know, challenge my self-love. And I know those things now. I'm not saying that I know them perfectly, but what are some of the things people can do to really get in touch with the side of themselves?
Right. The sense, the self, you know, that self-love, you know, so the basis of self-love first is comes self-compassion, right? Being okay with making mistakes and being okay with just the way you're feeling in the moment. So giving yourself like, it's okay. Like if you feel that way. And then, you know, there's all kinds of things you can do. This is something that I try to do, but I know it's not the easiest thing. And have you ever tried to, even while you're just brushing your teeth in the morning, look in the mirror and say, I love you?
You know what? Yes. But one of my most profound coaches, mentor, spiritual guide, mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes you work with people that go to extremes. I mean, this mm-hmm. is somebody that was like, you, when you're putting on that lipstick, when you're getting ready to go off and doing what you're doing, you need to be kissing your mirror. Now I will tell you, you know, you probably should live alone if that's what you're going to do. But it was one of the hardest things, Joan, that I have ever done. And the excuses were, I don't have the lipstick. I mean, you can hear it, right? I don't want to mess up my mirror. Okay, you can hear it. But once I started, something changed. Just like look in the mirror and say, I love you. Even if you have to look in the mirror with your eyes shut to start.
Yes. Or I've had clients who have a hard time speaking it. So write it on a sticky notes. Just keep writing it over and over again. Sometimes people, that's a first step, right? Yeah. Have you ever wrote a love letter to yourself? Yeah.
That's a good one.
These are the hard things.
That's a really good one. And basically, we really mean to yourself. We're not saying write the love letter and then give it to your partner. This is for you.
Because it begins with you. You remember your love. If you want to become and have untangled in love, don't you have to know and have that love for yourself first? It's the root of it all. It's your superpower. If you know and you can exude that love, aren't you going to attract and connect with other people in a whole different level than trying to find that love in a relationship or from somebody else? Because you know yourself the best, and you know how to love yourself the best.
Yeah.
That it doesn't, you know yourself better than any other person.
Well, part of the problem is that if you don't really get this and get this early on, it's like what I said to you before. Mm-hmm. It's either like the balloons or it's like the necklace, that you couldn't get that knot out. So you did the same behavior. You took it and you threw it back in the drawer, never paid attention to it until you tried to wear it again. So now it didn't have one knot, it had several. So what we're talking about, and we'll talk about this when we come back from break, is we'll also talk about what do these tangled knots turn into? Because it's important to know that once you can see this, you'll see that untangle love really is the answer. And what I'm trying to say is those of you that are here, and my friend, as a great example, sought out help to handle the situation that turned into a resentment. And her resentment was she's losing springtime with her husband. Ooh. That was her view. Mm-hmm. I lost you from September, like August, I think it started, from August to the Super Bowl. There was nothing. But now I'm going to lose you with this other Lee Colton mentioned. Just going to keep going. I don't even know when that thing ends. And so that was her.
Mm-hmm.
That was her knot that started to turn into resentment. And then she asked for help. When we come back, we're going to talk about untangle love is the answer. And the fact that she was willing to ask for help, that is a sign of self-love, everybody.
Absolutely.
That point she got to before she, got to the point of really just crazy town right there with this, because she was telling me what she was going to do at the next football game. And I'm like, no, don't do that. See, because that's what happens. Resentment turns into bad behavior, not just on another person, but on yourself. When we come back, untangle love is the answer for so many reasons. Wouldn't you like to be able to know how to resolve this? What if self-love, what if there was something that was really irking her that had nothing to do with her husband and her sons? We're going to talk about that and much more when we come back with Joan. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Maximum Resilience with me, Kelly Bazzani, your ally for addiction, the first Monday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join us and engage in this epic journey of how to own your power and change your perception of addiction while we revolutionize the approach that ensures mental health as we address a worldwide epidemic. Take the steps that lead you towards an incredible life of maximum resilience. We do recover. Visit MyResilienceCoach.com.
Champion your life with me, Leanne Champion, first and third Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit championyourlife.com and let's do this together.
In our world today, we are often weighed down by pain, sorrow, insecurity, and complicated feelings of self. What if you could turn that pain into power? Join me, Christine Vibrant, on Waking Hope, a powerful show about nurturing healing and opportunity to find your purpose and better me empowered lives. Streaming live on the second and fourth Thursdays of every month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Yeah, hey everybody. This is really a fantastic show that Joan does. I mean, for those of you out there, if you're just tuning in, this is Untangled and Free with Joan, getting the tangled knots out of your life. Today, it's about untangled love. It's what it means to weave a beautiful tapestry of love. So right out of the gate, we're acknowledging that, yeah, if you're in a love relationship, like a romantic love relationship, you're going to get some tangled knots. And we've gone through a number of things that point to the fact that, yeah, what if self-love was an awakening for you? But what then does untangled love mean? Before the break, Joan, I was talking about, you know, what happens is you start to build up resentment. Now, before we continue, this is the body of coaching that you do with people.
Correct.
So tell us a little bit more about this, because we're talking about love today, but there are so many other ways that you work with people to help them untangle just about every other area of their life, right? How do people find out more about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So really reach out to me and schedule a 15-minute consult or reach out to me and connect with me. And what we do is we start investigating what areas in your life do you feel tangled up in? Like, and where, what is it holding you back from? And how can we work together to find the tools that work for you specifically? Mm-hmm. Because every single one of us is completely different and unique and beautiful in their own way. And how do we help? How do we work together to help untangle that so that you can feel free and you can live a life filled with more love and more peace and joy and abundance? And so that's where, and I use various kinds of tools that touch on changing beliefs and getting really down in there and working through with you. So, yeah.
So, let's talk about this next part too, because what we're really talking about now is untangled love is the answer. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that means when we think about it is just having this relationship, that's not going to have some bumps in the road. You're not going to, I mean, we're all going to have to negotiate things as we take that tapestry and start to create it, but there should be the goal. And the goal really is to be in the space and energy of an untangled love.
Right. Isn't that transformative? I mean, doesn't that feel in your soul that that's a transformative and it's connecting you to your basic goodness? Remember I talked earlier, you know, my feeling of love is it's the fuel that nourishes us and it feeds just like a plant. It feeds the soil around us. And so, you know, and that true untangled love is not being, it's not about being stuck in your ego or about selfishness, or it's connection with your soul, with yourself, with your spirit. And yeah, and you know what, when you were talking about earlier, the words that kept coming to my mind were choosing you. And that becomes that self-love, like you're choosing you in different situations. And yeah, I mean, because, you know, that love is connection. We're talking all about that. It's what nourishes us. We flourish. It helps us survive. So, yeah, choose you is kind of like, I think it's going to be my new motto.
It is. And I mean, and I think part of this problem is that, you know, identifying the scenario where we have learned enormously over the past 3 years, especially about relationships. We have all been in situations we never thought we'd be in. So many opportunities to get untangled, so many different places. And, you know, I have often thought about this. I've often thought about what would happen if I was a young person living in the world we live in today. I've thought about this. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not that the world that I was living in wasn't confusing and wasn't tangled. It really was.
Right.
You know, it was a, you know, a time of change. But we are living in a world now, when you're talking about love, that all you need to do is get a text from a friend that says, hey, I saw Joe or Mary having coffee with Susie.
Mm-hmm.
You know how long that used to take to get you that message?
Yeah, I know.
This is part of it. And can you talk more about that connection you referred to early on and what we need to do to preserve it and nurture it?
Right. And, you know, that connection, I think, again, it all starts within, and that love for yourself, because, you know, love is connection, and it's what we need to. Yeah. Well, how did that text make you feel? Right. And what did you, that connection with that text and that person, and how did that all make you feel? And what did it bring up for you? Did you take the moment to pause and make you figure out how it made you feel before you sent a text back and went off the deep end? Right? This is just showing love for, and being in the moment and the present moment, and just sitting with that sensation of, okay, that was not what I wanted to hear, and that's okay. Okay, so how can I, if not relying on getting love from an outer source, but provide myself that own love within me? And what do I need right now in this moment? Yeah. So is that, you know, in that case, could it be like just ignoring the text? I mean, I've worked with clients who have broken up their relationships, and they'll reach out to me and say, hey, I've got a text from my ex. What do I do? And I was like, well, what do you want to do? And they were like, I don't want to respond. I'm like, then you don't respond, right? So it's just kind of feeling what feels right to you and what you need in the moment. Because, you know, we all have knots and tangles in our relationships. You know, what is it holding back from? Is it the giving and the receiving? Is it the balance? And those are all the questions that only you can answer. And that's where I'm going to go choose you again.
Well, and then this is part of it, you know, as we kind of recap on this for today, is like you said before, love is a connection. But that love that we're talking about has to be the love that starts with you, within you. You know, how often have we watched or seen ourselves, or even watched others, you know, not really care much about themselves? And it shows up in many ways. So you have to take that first step, don't we? Don't we have to take that first step to at least be aware? Wait a minute. If I can't look in the mirror and say, I love you, there's something going on. There's a knot there.
Right. Or that you can work on it, because it's still a work in progress. I don't know about you. Yeah, no, there's a lot of things that you can do to foster that self-compassion, right? Start with that. Being like, okay, saying like, yes, that text set me off, and that's okay right now, and that's the way I feel. And then building on that self-love, and, you know, it really begins when you start looking at your connections more closely too, right? And asking yourself, do they feel tangled and knotted up inside? And, you know, what do I want? What am I not receiving that I'm giving? And how do I balance that out? And what, in the end, remember, like, because if I love myself, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And that's really what the root of it, I mean, is. Yeah. So
all of this is today is a slice of the fuller picture of Untangled and Free. today. It was the conversation on love. Mm-hmm. Look, thank you, Joan. Please take a minute again. I'd love to know your personal message, but also people want to know how to work with you. You know, we're talking about Untangle Love today, but there are other shows you're going to do because your coaching practice is 360 degrees. It's all of the things, right? How do people do that? How do they work with you?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. Today we were talking about Untangled Love, but there's all kinds of things. I think next month, I think we're going to talk about Untangled Beliefs, a little teaser there. But there's so many things that we can do together. So yes, reach out to me. That's the first step. Because remember what you said as well, like asking for help is the first way to love yourself. It's your first love language to yourself is, I need help. And so reach out to me and I can help you. We'll start wherever. I'll meet you where you are in the process. And so reach out to me, go to my website, mindfulnesswithjoan.com. You can also email me or at mindfulnesswithjoan@gmail.com. Or you can reach out go to my website. There's a contact form there. Book a 15-minute consult. Let's just start the process and figure out where you're feeling tangled. And I can help. I can reach into my toolbox and figure out which works for you. I've got so many tools and so many. I mean, I'm holding a crystal here. I've got my essential oils, which was I pulled out rose today for love. So I have all kinds of things that help get your whole being involved in the process and not just, your mind.
And I just want to say to all of you, thank you, Joan, for that. Thank you, Colton. I want to say to all of you, one of the first signs of a step towards self-love is asking for help and take it from somebody that waited a really long time in life to learn how to do that. Mm-hmm. Joan, thank you so much for everything.
Thank you. It was a wonderful day full of love and connection. So thank you.
Absolutely. Colton, thank you so much for pushing all the right buttons. And thank you all for being the best audience on the planet. This is one of the most important conversations we can have. It is the pivotal point for any of us to begin to take action and believe we're worth it. We'll see you next time.
You are worthy. Yes.
Thanks for watching Untangled and Free with Joan on TransformationTalkRadio.com. As Joan guides you on a pathway to experience the freedom to live an untangled life of peace, love, joy, abundance, and more. Discover how your internal knots weigh you down and stop you from moving forward. Get ready to untangle your limiting beliefs, discover your best self, and achieve the freedom you deserve. For more info, be sure to visit MindfulnessWithJoan.com and schedule a session to get untangled today.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.